Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio, and I am so thankful and grateful to God that He has done so many beautiful things today in my life, in these very hours right before the broadcast, and I am so in awe of our Father because of how He makes the rough roads smooth and how He makes a tearful eye dry up with laughter and how He turns a gloomy day into a joyful day. How our Father in heaven does that, I do not know. But one thing I can say is that I am so forever grateful to our Father, which art in heaven, that He can turn jagged edges into a smooth plane. He can turn a crooked road into a straight road. He can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can think or imagine. This is the Father that we serve as Christ followers. He is a Father of promise. He is a Father who loves. He is a Father who gives. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He is a God that said, "Who is thirsty after me and drink of the living water shall thirst no more." He is a Father who said, "I am the bread of life." That we are to eat of this bread of life, that we will hunger no more. This is the Father that loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall have eternal life. And that brings us to this conclusion of this particular series called Words of Healing and Encouragement. And we are looking at our last point in this series, Words of Healing and Encouragement. And it is concerning security in eternity. And that in itself is an encouragement. I pray that your day has not been so burdensome or heavy laden or weighed down on your heart. And even if it is, or if it was, I pray and encourage you to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. He will do it. He did it for me today. He will do it for you today. He promised, but you got to trust Him. He promised, but you got to believe in Him. He promised because He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to us to cover our sin for the world. He promised through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our salvation. He promised that one day He's coming back. Oh, what a glorious day. He said that when He comes back, the trumpet will sound, and it will be a year of jubilee. He said, when Jesus comes back to redeem his bride, to receive his bride, the church, the Christ followers, the believers in Christ Jesus, the saints, that this groom is coming back again for his bride, that all things will be made new, a new heaven, a new earth. Those are his promises, and we can bank on that security in eternity. So what I want you to do is to sit back and relax and enjoy the scripture readings that me, as well as my sisters in Christ, will be reading the scriptures and praying the scripture, and we will expound on the scripture to help us lock in, grab a hold of God's tight grip on us. But we've got to hold on tight to his unchanging hand, that you will know without a shadow of a doubt that God promised you as well as me life eternal through his son Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you and me. That who receives him by faith, he is saved by his amazing grace. That we will no longer have to worry about death. That we no longer have to worry about our place in eternity. This is the Father that we serve. And I want to open up this particular point with the Lord's Prayer. So my sister Shirley is going to lead us in the opening of this particular point, the conclusion in this series, Words of Healing and Encouragement. She is going to pray the Lord's Prayer. So, Sister Shirley, if you could go ahead and do that for us so we can get started in our scriptures.
Yes. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you, Father God, for having us on the broadcast, Lord Jesus. Thank you for having us to be able to spread the word around the world about you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the host. Bless those that are listening, Father God. Bless those that want to have a yearning for you, Lord God, to be blessed by your word, Lord God. Let every word that proceeds out of her mouth today, Father God, and that she talks about, Lord God, penetrate their hearts, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus, for we glorify your holy name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything. Amen.
Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Mm-hmm. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. O Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, O God, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lord, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I pray that you have prepared your heart and your ear to hear a nugget, a sweet word from God through his holy scriptures. And I pray that you come ready, willing, and able to eat the meat of God's word and to drink the living water of his word, that you would be refreshed, replenished, and you would be in rejoicing in your soul, that you would know that you know that you know that Jesus is the head of your life, that you love him so much that you told him you want to be born again. So you gave your heart to Jesus Christ. You gave your mind, your soul, your whole body for the purpose and the plan of Jesus Christ to carry out God in you. And as we move through these richness of the scriptures, that you will see how you are already healed, that you will see that you are already encouraged because the Spirit of God dwells inside of you. So be not dismayed. Don't be worrying or fretting about anything that may have come across your path today. Turn it over to Jesus and let God work this out for you, no matter what it is, no matter how small, no matter how big, no matter how high it is, or no matter how low it is in the valley. You stand on his promises. You hold your head up. You stick your chest out and know that you are a soldier and a child of the Most High God, that no demon in hell can pluck you or snatch you out of the hand of God. Now, these are his promises, and he said it, and we stand on it, and we believe it. By faith is why we are a mighty army, and we are his bride, talking about Jesus, who will come one day, his bride, our groom. And let's look at our scripture. I pray that you were encouraged. So get your Bible and maybe some paper and pencil and or your tablet or your cell phone, and let's just run through the heart of God through the scripture, that it would breathe on you, that it would saturate you, that it would make you do a leap dance or a sing hallelujah or a hand clap of praise. Because why? God wants you and me to give him all the honor, the glory, and the praise. By the fruit of our lips, whether we dance or whether we even in our thoughts, we are to honor him with our total body, that he would be pleased with his children. Now, for those of you who do not know him, in the pardoning of your sins, this is a good day that the Lord has made for you to be healed by the salvation of Jesus Christ, for you to give your heart to the Lord. You need a new birth, and that comes by the way of accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So let's just start with this time today. Before I read these scriptures and move forward, God said, don't forget about those who are lost. Brothers and sisters who are with me in the studio and those who are listening to the broadcast today, please partner with me right now as we come to the throne of grace with bowed heads, humbled hearts. Lift up that troubled husband. Lift up that wayward child. Lift up that wife that says no to Jesus. Lift up that coworker or that boss, somebody who may not know him that's in your circle. Call them out by name and shower them with prayer concerning salvation. Oh, we can believe that God will do the rest, but you take them to the Lord in prayer that they too may have a right to the tree of life, and that is Jesus Christ. So let's pray. You who may not know him, repeat after me. Now again, it's the words that you say, but it's your heart that believes by faith. So let's pray. Father, our God, I love you. I need you. Please save me. I cannot save myself. I believe that Jesus died on that cross for my sin. His blood ran down his body to redeem me. You know every sin I committed. I cannot remember any of them. I pray and ask that you would please forgive me. For I know you said that if I ask in your name, that I will be saved. Lord, please save me. Please save me. I confess with my mouth that you are my God. I need Jesus to set up residence in my heart. Lord, I confess that I'm not a perfect person, that I am a sinner who needs to be saved. I love you. I thank you for giving me another chance. I've said some things, God, that I should not have said. I've done some horrible things in my life that I should not have done. And Lord, you know my thoughts, and they were not clean at all. Thank you for saving me from damnation, from hell. Thank you, Father. I believe by faith in Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. I pray that you were one who came to know Jesus today in the pardoning of your sin. Don't doubt, don't fret, don't worry, just believe. Believe that Jesus is your salvation. Now that you have committed your heart to Christ, hallelujah, that I encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church in your community, one that exalts the Lord, one that shares the Lord, one that praises the Lord from the pulpit to the very back pew, one that lifts up the name of Jesus, that teaches you about the very Word of God. And once you've found that Bible teaching church, take your heart to the pastor and let them know that you want to be baptized by submersion, that you would go down with the sin and rise up with a new nature, and letting everybody know that Jesus is the way, Jesus is your life, and Jesus is your all. He is your eternity. And I encourage you to do that. And once you've been baptized, brother or sister, speak out at Sunday school class in that particular church, some small group study that will disciple you in the Word of God, that you will grow and go in grace, that you would be used by God to welcome somebody else into the ark of salvation, that they also will be saved. So amen, and thank you for listening to this broadcast, Mission from the Heart Radio, and we are just super excited about what we are going to see today. So come with excitement. Come ready to dine and eat of the bread of life. So we're going to look at Ephesians as our main text of healing and encouragement. But these scriptures bring healing to a soul that may be weak, to a brother or sister that may be weak and not eating the word of God. These scriptures will strengthen you. These scriptures will empower you to know without doubting that security in eternity is real. It's a promise of God. And we will look at the eternal purpose of God, God's eternal purpose. And that is what we'll be reading in Ephesians. So if you would flip to Ephesians chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 1 through 23. We're going to read that particular passage in its entirety. So Ephesians chapter 3, and we're going to start in verse 1, and we're going to take it through verse 20. So we'll be doing some moving back and forth, but as my launching pad to this particular point, Ephesians 3, verses 1 through 20 are the correct verses. So what I've done is invited my sisters in Christ to sit at the table with us and help me to move through the living word. And we already heard from Shirley as she prayed for us, and she'll be doing more praying throughout this particular lesson today. And then I've invited my sister, Charlotte, back to do scripture reading for me. And as we read back and forth, just allow the verses in the Bible, the scriptures, to breathe on you, to purify you, to make you whole, to bring you back to our Father, to rejuvenate you, to revive you. For those who may have fallen by the wayside or who may be in a backslidden state right now, the Word of God is your healing balm to heal every broken area of your life, to repair what the enemy has tried to rob you of. Wherever that area is, the Word of God is the medicine for the soul. It will restore you. It really does heal you. And it also provides promises that you can bank on. So let's get to our lesson. So if you will, Charlotte, if you would read for me Ephesians 3, verses 1 through Ephesians 3, verses 1 through 20.
For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, on behalf of you, the Gentiles.
Charlotte, start over from the beginning one more time.
All right.
Thank you.
For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, on behalf of you, the Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, that by revelation the mystery was made known to me, as I have written previously in brief, by which in reading it you can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in spirit, that in Christ Jesus the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise through the gospel, of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, which was given to me according to the operation of his power, to me less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel, and to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church, according to the eternal purpose which he made in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access and confidence through faith in him. Therefore, I ask you not to faint at my afflictions for your sake, since they are your glory. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father, of whom every family in the heavens and on earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, and be full of strength, apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are, to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. But to him who is able to do super abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power which operates in us.
Amen. Amen. So I'm going to have Shirley, if you would, lift up a prayer for us as we move forward in our passages. So, Shirley, if you could whisper a prayer of encouragement to our Father.
Yeah, Father, I come to you, Father God, with giving you all the honor, all the glory to your name. Father God, thank you for having us to do this word on today, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your wonderful lessons that you have blessed us with. You know our watching. You know what we need, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus, for your word to be praised. We glorify your holy name with your name up every day, Lord Jesus. Thank you for those who are listening on the radio broadcast, Lord Jesus, that they might receive in their hearts. Thank you for we're grateful for you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the prayer, Sister Shirley. So now, according to with what Charlotte read in Ephesians, we're looking at our point, security and eternity. And if we reread this particular passage in Ephesians 1, verse 20. I'm going to read this in the New Living Translation. And some of you may have the New King James, or the NIV. But you read it in your translation and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the nuggets concerning God's eternal purpose for the body of Christ concerning security in eternity. So listen to it one more time, but listen to it in the New Living Translation. I, Paul, am a prisoner of Christ Jesus because of my preaching to you, Gentiles, as you already know. God has given me this special ministry
of announcing his favor to you Gentiles. As I briefly mentioned earlier in this letter, God himself revealed his secret plan to me. As you read what I have written, you will understand what I know about this plan regarding Christ. God did not reveal it to previous generations, but now he has revealed it by the Holy Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. And this is the secret plan. The Gentiles have an equal share with the Jews in all the riches inherited by God's children. Both groups have believed the good news, and both are part of the same body and enjoy together the promise of blessings through Christ Jesus. Verse 7, but God's special favor and mighty power, I have been given the wonderful privilege of serving him by spreading this good news. Just think, though I did nothing to deserve it, and though I am the least deserving Christian there is, I was chosen for this special joy of telling the Gentiles about the endless treasures available to them in Christ. I was chosen to explain to everyone this plan that God, the Creator of all things, had kept secret from the beginning. Verse 10, God's purpose was to show his wisdom in all its rich variety to all the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realm. They will see this when Jews and Gentiles are joined together in his church. This was his plan from all eternity, and it has now been carried out through Christ Jesus our Lord. Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come fearlessly into God's presence, assured of his glad welcome. So please don't despair because of what they are doing to me here. It is for you that I am suffering, so you should feel honored and encouraged. Verse 14, when I think of the wisdom and scope of God's plan, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the Creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will give you mighty inner strength through his Holy Spirit. And I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your hearts as you trust in him. May your roots grow down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. Verse 18, and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love really is. May you experience the love of Christ, when it is so great, you will never fully understand it. Then you will be filled with the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now glory
be to God by his mighty power at work within us. He is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope. Verse 21, may he be given glory in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever through endless ages. Amen. Now, this particular passage in Ephesians 3
just rejoices. It lets us know that God had you and I thought about before the very foundations of the world. He had a plan and a purpose for both you and me.
So the eternal purpose, the purpose of the ages, is the eternal plan that God made in eternity past and eternity future, according to these passages in Ephesians. As we see, God himself is the initiation. He's the origination, and the sphere of his eternal purpose. God is. God's purpose in creating man was why? That man would express him and represent him. That we would express him and represent him. Now, this is what God wants us to do as brothers and sisters in Christ, to express him for eternal purpose, to represent him, the eternal purpose of God is that a corporate man express him and represent him. Now, when I say corporate man, that is the corporate body of Christ, all believers in Christ Jesus, that we express him and represent him. Let's read in Scripture Ephesians 1, verses 1 through 23. So I'm going to have my sister in Christ, our sister, Charlotte, to read Ephesians chapter 1. So just go back a couple of chapters and follow along with her in Ephesians 1, starting at verse 1 and reading through 23.
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, through the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus, and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him in love, predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, with which he graced us in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses, according to the riches of his grace, which he caused to abound to us in all wisdom and prudence, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth, in him, in whom also we were designated as an inheritance, having been predestinated according to the purpose of the one who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that he would be to the praise of his glory, who first hoped in Christ, in whom you also, having heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him also believing, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise, who is the pledge of our inheritance unto the redemption of the acquired possession, to the praise of his glory. Therefore, I also, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which is among you, and your love to all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him, the eyes of your heart having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the operation of the might of his strength, which he caused to operate in Christ in raising him from the dead and seating him at the right hand in the heavenlies, for above all rule and authority and power and lordship and every name that is named not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he subjected all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
Amen. Amen. So,
amen.
As you've read through those verses, and as you followed along through these verses, I pray that your soul, your heart is being filled with these promises. Now, these are passages that are encouraging you, that are healing you from worry, that are healing you from stress, that are healing you and encouraging you from uncertainties because of the way that this world seems to be going in a down spiral and things seem and appear to be so chaotic in every area of this world that we are to stand on the security in eternity as brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, these are passages that the Lord God wants us to not forget through the Apostle Paul, as Paul writes to encourage the churches, then, which still encourages us today. As we read these passages and allow them to breathe upon you so that you can lock in, hold on, sit down, and not move, unmovable and unshakable, of the very word of God. It is the anchor of our soul. So God, through these passages, purposely encouraging you who may be weary, who may be unsure, who might be crying right now about some things, who may have experienced something that they have no idea where resources are going to come from. We are to not forget the promise of God and the purpose of the saints, according to these passages. So as Charlotte read Ephesians 1, verses 1 through 23, I would like for her to continue reading in Ephesians, if you would flip back over to chapter 4 in Ephesians, and we having her to read verses 4 through 6. Ephesians 4, and she is going to start with verse 4 and just read 4 through 6.
Okay. It goes like this. One body and one spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
Amen. So
amen.
Those particular verses, 4 through 6, just solidifies your hope, your faith, indicating that there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope. God called you to come into the body of Christ, to come off the wide road of destruction and to come into the narrow road of righteousness. You were called by God. This is just another promise that you are somebody, that you were created and fashioned in the womb of your mother with a purpose and a plan. And he's called you into the ark of salvation, that you would be purified, that you would be shaped and molded for his purpose and his eternal purpose. So we're going to read John 1. So take your Bible and move to the book of John. And we're going to start in chapter 1. And I'm going to have Charlotte to read verses 9 through 14. John 1, verse 9 through 14.
It goes like this. This was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, yet those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into his name, who were begotten not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory. Glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality.
Amen. Amen. Full of grace and reality. Or some translations may say, full of grace and truth. Think about it. That he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. Now, this is talking about Jesus Christ. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Who was his own? The Jews. They did not receive him as the Messiah. They wanted this warrior, strong warrior of a king. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. Well, who were they? Those were the Gentiles. As many as received him, he made them, gave them the right to become the children of God. That's you and me. To those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Born. I remember the story concerning Nicodemus. He was a teacher of the law, and he went to Jesus by night, and he asked Jesus a question. How can a man be born again? Can he go back into his mother's womb? This is what he asked Jesus. So we are born again when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, when we confess to others that he is my light, he is my Redeemer, that Jesus died on the cross for me. Let me tell you my story and how I became a Christ follower. This is the born-again nature of a believer in Christ Jesus. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ, Son, that God the Father gave the perfect sacrificial lamb who was crucified on the cross, whose blood was without spot, was without sin, that was perfect, that died on the cross, whose blood ran down the side of his body. He paid it all for you and me. So we're going to look at 1 John chapter 3. Now, all of these verses are just solidifying, encouraging, and healing our minds, healing us to remember that there is security in eternity. So if you would walk with me to 1 John chapter 3, and that's in the back of your Bible. 1 John chapter 3, and we're going to start reading in verse 1 through 10. So locate 1 John chapter 3, and we will start verse 1 and read through verse 10.
Behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us, that we should know, that we should be called the children of God, and we are. Because of this, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Blessed now, we are the children of God, and it has not yet been manifested what we will be. We know that if he is manifested, we will be like him, because we will see him even as he is. And everyone who has this hope set on him purifies himself even as he is pure. Everyone who practices sin practices lawlessness also, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested that he might take away sins, and sin is not in him. Everyone who abides in him does not sin. Everyone who sins has not seen him or known him. Little children, let no one lead you astray. He who practices righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He who practices sin is of the devil, because the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Everyone who is begotten of God does not practice sin, because his seed abides in him. And he cannot sin, because he has been begotten of God. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Everyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, neither he who does not love his brother.
Amen. So this is strong language, and it's not to scare you, but it's to empower you, it's to encourage you, it's to build you up in faith to know that we serve a God whose power has already trumped the devil. Jesus paid it all. When he went to the grave, after they brought him down off that old rugged cross and they prepared his body and took him to a borrowed tomb, that day when he resurrected, he conquered death. He conquered the grave. He rose from the dead. And he lives in heaven, sitting on the right-hand side of God, the Father. This is the God that we serve. He is our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. O Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lord God, we believe and know that you will always provide a way out for us to not fall into temptation. Deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is what we have, the promises of God, to know that he will never leave you nor forsake you, that he will always be with you if you let it. Never forget. Never get weary in well-doing, because in due season, brothers and sisters, you shall reap. And for the weaker ones, build yourself up through the word of God. It's living, it's breathing, it's food for the soul. It will never lead you astray. It will always keep you, and it will always reward you. So let's look at Revelation 4, verse 2. So just move to Revelation in the very back of your Bible, chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 2 and 3. Revelation 4, starting at verse 2.
Immediately I was in spirit, and behold, there was a throne set in heaven, and upon the throne there was one sitting, and he was sitting, who was sitting, was like a jasper stone, and a sardius in appearance. There was a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald in appearance.
Amen. That just lets us know that immediately, I was in the Spirit. Now, John, who was caught up in the Spirit, and behold, the throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Now, in my translation, one is capitalized, O-N-E, capital O. That lets me know that I am to set my mind on the one. The one is God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and of course, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, and one set on the throne.
and he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardis stone in appearance. So this gives the indication that God is a spirit, and he illuminates with beautiful arrays of colors like emeralds, stones, and jasper. There was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. And to John's best judgment or best ability to write and describe what he saw in gemstones, colors, God, beauty, his majesty, his glory in heaven. Now, if John was caught up in spirit to take a little glimpse of what he saw in heaven, that means just as Jesus rose from the dead, that means that both you and I, brothers and sisters, will be same man. This is security in eternity. And I pray that these words and passages through the spoken word here in the Bible, the breathing word, has blessed you in a way to where you are moved to know without a shadow of a doubt that if you were to die today, the question is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? So as we come to the end of this teaching series, words of healing and encouragement, let's read Revelation 21, verses 10 through 11, and then we're going to jump down to verse 18. So that's Revelation 21, starting at verse 10, and we'll read verses 10 and 11, and then jump down to verse 18.
And he carried me away in spirit onto a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. And the building work of its wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass.
Amen. So that's just a beautiful description of what John penned in this book of Revelation concerning this holy city, great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone. Here again, describing beauty. And if I encourage you to continue to read this particular passage in its entirety, but my thoughts for this last point concerning security in eternity is in verse chapter 22. So if you could read chapter 22, starting in verse 1.
And he showed me a river of life a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb in the middle of the street. And on this side and on that side, the river was the tree of life, producing 12 fruits, yielding its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. And there will no longer be a curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his slaves will serve him. And they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And night will be no more. And they have no need of the light of a lamp and of the light of the sun. For the Lord God will shine upon them, and they will reign forever and ever. And he said to me, these words are faithful and true, and the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show to his slaves the things which must quickly take place. And behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this scroll. And I, John, am he who hears and sees these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. And he said to me, do not do that. I am your fellow slave and a fellow slave of your brothers, the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this scroll. Worship God. And he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this scroll, for the time is near. Let him who does unrighteousness do unrighteousness still, and let him who is filthy be filthy still. Let him who is righteous do righteousness still. Let him who is holy be holy still. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to render to each one in his work as his work is. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they might have right to the tree of life, and may enter by the gates into the city. Outside of the dogs, and the sorcerers, and the fornicators, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and everyone who loves and makes a lie, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who is thirsty come. Let him who wills take the water of life freely. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues which are written in this book, in this scroll. If anyone takes away from the words of the scroll of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life and of the holy city which are written in this scroll. He who testifies these things says, yes, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen.
Amen. So praise the Lord for the living word of God. These passages, I hope, encouraged you. They healed you on the inside. They gave you a confidence to know that God will never leave you nor forsake you, that if you fall asleep in Christ Jesus, you will be absent from the body, yes, but you will be present with the Lord. According to these passages in Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation, God promises that we have a security in eternity. This place called earth, as it is in the state that it is in, full of sin and dying, this is not our home. We are just passing through. We are sojourners of this world. Our home is the new heaven and the new earth, as it was described in these passages in Revelation. So never forget, don't be comfortable in this world.
because you should know that this is not your home. The environment to this world is not suitable for us as children of light, as believers in Christ Jesus. So what is hated by God should be hated by us as believers in Christ Jesus. Yes, we love just as God loves, but we have to remember that the promises of God are true and eternal. The purposes of God is that we express Him and represent Him while we yet have blood running through our veins. So I encourage you, brothers and sisters, and those of you who may not know Him in the pardoning of your sins, fall on your knees now, today. He created this day for you to accept Him. Run no more. Run to Him and fall at His feet and worship Him, cry out to Him that He will save you. I want Shirley to say a prayer for us concerning our eternity. So if you could, sister, pray a sweet blessing to God concerning the eternity promise of the saints.
Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us this day, Lord God, to praise you. And thanks for what you have for us, Father God, for what we are passed through here. This is our home, Lord God. We know there's a new earth, new heaven for us, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, help us to do your will, Lord Jesus, and stay on track, Lord God. Give us more of you and less of us, Lord God, each and every day, Lord God. As we get ready to go to bed, but not as we get ready to go to bed tonight, Lord, let us reminisce on what you have for us in heaven, Lord Jesus. Thank you for everything, Lord God, that you have been teaching us, Lord God. May we take everything that you promised us, Lord God, to heart, Lord Jesus. May our names be written in the book of life, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.
Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Always remember that the grass wither and the flowers, they fade away. But this beautiful, precious Word of God will remain forever and ever and generations to come. May the Lord richly bless you.